content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benroot for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available locally with audio description. When possible, we post recordings of reviews of the plays and movies on the TRRS website. Go to www.triangleReadingService.org, click on the podcast link, and then click on either the movie review link or the play review link. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. Upcoming plays. For starters, we've got Newsies at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, July 28th at 2 p.m. And then next we have the Book of Mormon at the DPAC in Durham on Tuesday, August 7th at 7:30 p.m. Movies. The North Carolina Museum of Art offers audio description with their summer outdoor movies. They have, coming up on this, they still have The Shape of Water, which happens at the North Carolina Museum of Art Outdoor Amphitheater, and it is on August 25th at 8:30 p.m., and there is a review of that on the TRRS website. Now, the commercial theaters with audio-described movies are the ones in Raleigh. We have North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street. We've got Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. And then in Chapel Hill is the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive. In Cary, we've got the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue. In Apex, there's the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And in Garner is the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. And finally, in Greensboro is the Greensboro Grand Stadium 16 at 3205 Northline Avenue. And as far as what's playing at these, we've got a few new ones just came out this week. I'm going to give you the whole rundown here very shortly. There's Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's rated PG-13, and it is playing at all of these theaters. That's the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills and Briar Creek both in Raleigh, the White Oak in Garner, the Timberline in Chapel Hill, and the Grand in Greensboro. Book Club, also rated PG-13, is the Crossroads in Cary, and that's it. Hotel Transylvania 3, the subtitle on this is Summer Vacation. It's rated PG, and it's playing at all of those theaters. Incredibles 2, rated PG, also playing at all of those theaters. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, rated PG-13, plays at everything except for the North Hills and the Timberline. Mamma Mia, Here We Go, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, rated PG-13, playing at all of these theaters. Mission Impossible Fallout plays at all of these theaters as well. Ocean's 8, rated PG-13, plays at the Beaver Creek in Apex, the White Oak in Garner, and the Grand in Greensboro. Skyscraper, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Sorry to Bother You, rated R, plays at the Briar Creek in Raleigh and at the Grand in Greensboro. Tag, rated R, plays at all of these theaters except for the North Hills and the Timberline. And Teen Titans Go to the Movies, it's rated G, plays at everything except for Briar Creek. The Equalizer 2, rated R, place at everything except for the Timberline in Chapel Hill. The First Purge plays at Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, the White Oak in Garner, and the Grand in Greensboro. Basically, it's everything except the Timberline. And then Uncle Drew plays at the Crossroads, Beaver Creek, Briar Creek, White Oak, and Greensboro Grand. So that's our listing of the movies. Now, the Regal Theaters, that's what these seven theaters are owned by, has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. Now, knowing that these are the ones with the audio described track to them, those are the ones you'll be wanting to inquire about. But it's one telephone number for all of these theaters, and you dial 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. And then just follow the menu prompts to find out what your show times are. Now, here's some preview information on the newest releases. Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again. It's a 2018 jukebox musical romantic comedy film directed and written by Ole Parker from a story by Parker, Katherine Johnson, and Richard Curtis. It is a follow-up to the 2008 film Mamma Mia, which in turn is based on the musical of the same name. The film stars Lily James, Amanda Seyfried, Christine Baranski, Julie Walters, Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth, Stellan Skarsgård, Dominic Cooper, Cher, and Meryl Streep. It is both a prequel and a sequel. The plot is set after the events of the first film, but also features flashbacks to 1979 to tell the story of how Donna came to be on the island of Kalokeri and trying to figure out who fathered her daughter Sophie. Mission Impossible Fallout is the 2018 American action film written and directed by Christopher McQuarrie. It is the sixth and final installment in the Mission Impossible film series, and the second film to be directed by McQuarrie after Rogue Nation, which came out in 2015, making him the first person to direct more than one film in the franchise. The cast includes Tom Cruise, Simon Pegg, Rebecca Ferguson, Ving Rhames, Sean Harris, Michelle Monaghan, and Alec Baldwin, all of whom reprise their roles from previous films. While Henry Cavill, Angela Bassett, and Vanessa Kirby join the franchise. In the film, Ethan Hunt, played by Cruz, and his team must outrun a CIA agent, played by Cavill, assigned with killing them after a mission goes wrong. Ethan Hunt and his elite team of IMF agents, including former CIA head Alan Hunley, tech sidekick Benji Dunn, and expert computer hacker Luther Stickell, return once more in a race against time as they must fight to save the planet from the Syndicate and its villainous leader, Solomon Lane. Years ago, Hunt made two incredibly different choices to protect those he cared about most. He chose to save his wife, Julia, by faking her death. He also chose to save his IMF team, which, in the process, let a cache of plutonium slip away from his grasp. Now the fallout from both those fateful decisions is coming back to haunt him. The Syndicate has the missing nuclear arsenal and is planning to use it to wreak havoc on the world and destroy Hunt in the process. And after Hunt's earlier failure to locate and safeguard the deadly weapons, the CIA has taken over the mission with current CIA Director Jane Baer beginning to question his motives and loyalty. But when Hunt takes it upon himself to stop Lane and the Syndicate once and for all, recruiting his old team as well as the mysterious and beautiful Isla Faust once more, the CIA now sends top agent August Walker after Hunt to stop him. And when Lane threatens one of the nuclear bombs on an unsuspecting European nation, Hunt and his team of rogue agents now find themselves hunted by assassins and former allies alike in this treacherous adventure that will take them to London, Paris, India, New Zealand, and even Norway, as Ethan Hunt does everything he can to prevent a deadly global catastrophe. Next is Teen Titans Go to the Movies. It's an upcoming American animated superhero comedy film based on the television series Teen Titans Go and produced by the Warner Brothers Animation. It is written by series developers Michael Jelenic and Aaron Horvath and directed by series producer Peter Rita Michelle and Horvath. The event of the movie takes place during the fifth season of Teen Titans Go. It will be the second theatrical film to be based on an animated Warner Brothers television series, 25 years after 1993's Batman: Mask of the Phantasm. The film will feature the voices of Greg Sipps, Scott Menville, Kerry Payton, Tara Strong, Hindon Walsh, Will Arnett, and Kristen Bell. The Teen Titans find out that every single hero in the DC universe has their own films, ranging from Batman and Superman to characters like Aquaman and Alfred Pennyworth. So they search for a director for their movie, but famous Hollywood director Jade Wilson rejects their offer because of their recent actions over the past few years, and they're no longer taken seriously. However, they find a window of opportunity for their own movie by having their own nemesis in the form of Slade, who plans to mind control the entire Justice League and take over the world. And next is Equalizer 2. It's an American thriller film directed by Antoine Fuqua. It is a sequel to the 2014 film The Equalizer, which was based on the TV series of the same name. The film stars Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal, Ashton Sanders, Melissa Leo, and Bill Pullman, and follows retired CIA agent Robert McCall as he sets out on a path of revenge after one of his friends is killed. It is the fourth collaboration between Washington and Fuqua, following the first film Training Day in 2001 and Magnificent Seven in 2016. Robert McCall now lives in a diverse apartment complex in urban Massachusetts, working as a Lyft driver and helping the less fortunate with the help from his friend Susan Plummer. One of McCall's loyal Lyft customers, Sam Rubenstein, an elderly Holocaust survivor, is looking for his sister, who was separated from him while being sorted out to different camps, to which McCall asks Susan to help locate any information on her. When discovering the apartment complex has been vandalized, McCall also finds an acquaintance in Miles Whitaker, a young resident with an artistic but troubled background. One day, Susan was called to investigate an apparent murder-suicide in Brussels, along with CIA operative Dave York, McCall's favorite teammate. After the investigation, they return to their hotel, where Susan encounters assassins and is killed. And those are the new ones. We'll take a quick look at the ones that were new 2 weeks ago. We've got Ant-Man and the Wasp, a superhero film based on the Marvel Comics characters, Scott Lang, a.k.a. Ant-Man, and Hope Van Dyne, a.k.a. The Wasp, produced by Marvel Studios and distributed by Walt Disney Studio Motion Pictures. It is the sequel to 2015's Ant-Man and the 20th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The film is directed by Peyton Reed and written by the writing teams of Chris McKenna and Eric Summers, and Paul Rudd, Andrew Barrer, and Gabriel Ferrari. It stars Rudd as Lang and Evangeline Lilly as Van Dyne, alongside Michael Pena, Walton Goggins, Bobby Cannavale, Judy Greer, Tip Harris, David Dastmalchian, Hannah John Kamen, Abby Ryder Fortson, Randall Park, Michelle Pfeiffer, Lawrence Fishburne, and Michael Douglas. In Ant-Man and the Wasp, the titular pair work with Hank Pym to retrieve Janet Van Dyne from the Quantum Realm. Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation, is a 2018 American 3D computer-animated comedy film produced by Sony Pictures Animation and distributed by Sony Pictures Releasing. It's the third installment in the Hotel Transylvania franchise and the sequel to Hotel Transylvania 2. The film is directed by Genndy Tartakovsky and written by Tartakovsky and Michael McCullers, and features Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg, Selena Gomez, Kevin James, David Spade, Steve Buscemi, Keegan-Michael Key, Molly Shannon, Fran Drescher, and Mel Brooks, reprising their roles, as well as new additions to the cast like Catherine Hahn and Jim Gaffigan. Taking place a few months after the events of the previous film, the story centers on Dracula, Mavis, Johnny, and the rest of their family, both human and monster, and friends as they take a vacation on a luxury monster cruise ship. Dracula becomes attracted to the ship's mysterious Captain Erica, the great-granddaughter of Abraham Van Helsing, the notorious monster slayer and Dracula's ancient archenemy. Skyscraper is a 2018 American action film written and directed by Rawson Marshall Thurber. It stars Dwayne Johnson, Neve Campbell, Chin Han, Roland Meller, Noah Taylor, Byron Mann, Pablo Schreiber, and Hannah Quinlivan. The story follows a former FBI agent who must rescue his family from a newly built skyscraper, the tallest in the world, after it is taken over by terrorists. Former FBI agent and amputee Will Sawyer lives in the tallest and, quote, safest skyscraper in Hong Kong with his family. The skyscraper itself, known as the Pearl, houses several floors that function as their own society, and despite the risks highlighted by Sawyer, who is the building's head of security, his bosses insist that it is impenetrable. True to Sawyer's belief, the building comes under attack by terrorists, forcing Sawyer to take action. Matters are complicated further when he finds himself framed for the attack and his family trapped above the resulting fire line. Sorry to Bother You is an American science fiction comedy film written and directed by Boots Riley in his directorial debut. It stars Lakeith Stanfield, Tessa Thompson, Jermaine Fowler, Omari Hardwick, Terry Crews, Patton Oswalt, David Cross, Danny Glover, Stephen Yeun, and Arnie Hammer. Set in Oakland, California, the film follows a young African-American telemarketer who adopts a white accent in order to... In order to thrive at his job. In an alternative, present-day version of Oakland, Cassius Green, known as Cash, is having a rough life, living in his uncle's garage and struggling to find a job. Strapped for cash and desperate, he lands a position as a telemarketer, but has difficulty getting people to listen to him, until he discovers a magical key to customers' attention, using his, quote, white voice. Cash quickly rises to the top of the telemarketing hierarchy, but risks losing sight of his morals as he achieves greater and greater success. The First Purge is a 2018 American dystopian action horror film directed by Gerard McMurray and starring Yilan Noel, Lex Scott Davis, Mugga, Joyvon Wade, Luna Lauren Velez, Kristen Solis, and Marissa Tomei. The fourth installment in the Purge franchise, the film is a prequel, directing the origins of the annual Purge. A 12-hour spree, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. once a year, in which all crime in America is legal. Written and directed by James DeMonaco, it marks the first film in the series. Written and produced by James DeMonaco, it marks the first film in the series not to be directed by him. To push the crime rate below 1% for the rest of the year and restore the economy, the new founding fathers, in one isolated, that's the NFFA, tests a sociological theory that vents aggression for one night in one isolated community. But when the violence of the oppressors meets the rage of the marginalized, the contagion explodes from Staten Island, the trial area, and spreads across the nation. Because there are more parties being thrown than people being killed, the NFFA takes matters into its own hands. So those are the movies, and once again, there are reviews of several of these, which can be accessed by going to the Triangle Radio Reading Service, TriangleReadingService.org page, which is www.TriangleReadingService.org, where you click on the podcast link and then click on either the movie review link or the play review link. Showtimes are available by calling 844-462-7342. Once again, that's 844-462-7342, and you simply follow the menu prompts. Moving over to plays now, a look at Newsies, which plays at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, July 28th at 2 p.m. Stop the Presses. Disney's Newsies takes the stage. Adapted from the Disney film, New York City's newsboys seize the day when they strike against unfair working conditions. Experience the Tony Award-winning musical that's thrilled audiences on Broadway and across the country. The tickets start at $25, and you can get them by calling 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Once again, that's 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Now, the differences from the 1992 film are as follows. In addition to the songs from the original movie, Newsies the Musical contains several new numbers, such as Brooklyn's Here and Something to Believe In. The songs My Lovey-Dovey Baby and Hard Times, Hard Times were removed and replaced by a singular song, That's Rich, which is performed by the same character, Meta Larkin, while the remaining songs were rewritten to fit the changes in the storyline between the film and the musical. The characters of Sarah Jacobs, that's Davy and Les's sister and Jack's original love interest, and the New York Sun reporter Brian Denton are replaced by the composite character Catherine Plummer, later explained to be a pen name. She is revealed later to in fact be Joseph Pulitzer's daughter, a reporter with whom Jack falls in love. Also absent was the solo for Patrick's mother. A fight scene with Jack Davy and Spot Conlon is absent, as is Spot's involvement in the fight between the Newsies and Scabbers. Spot doesn't appear until the rally. And then the Book of Mormon, playing at the DPAC on Tuesday, August 7th at 7:30 p.m., a cultural phenomenon and fan favorite. The New York Times calls it the best musical of this century. The Washington Post says, it is the kind of evening that restores your faith in musicals. And Entertainment Weekly says, Grade A, the funniest musical of all time. Jimmy Fallon of The Tonight Show calls it genius, brilliant, phenomenal. It is The Book of Mormon, the 9-time Tony Award-winning best musical. This outrageous musical comedy follows the misadventures of a mismatched pair of missionaries sent halfway across the world to spread the good word. Now with standing room only productions in London, on Broadway, and across North America, The Book of Mormon has truly become an international sensation. It contains explicit language. Seats start at $29 plus taxes and ticket fees. You can order tickets by calling 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. Or they can be purchased in person at the box office, which is at the DPAC at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Once again, the Durham Performing Arts Center at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. The Book of Mormon is a musical comedy about two young Mormon missionaries who travel to Uganda to preach the Mormon religion. First staged in 2011, the play mocks various Mormon beliefs and practices. The script, lyrics, and music were written by Trey Parker, Robert Lopez, and Matt Stone. Parker and Stone were best known for creating the animated comedy South Park. Lopez had co-written the music for the musical Avenue Q. The Book of Mormon follows two Mormon missionaries as they attempt to share their scriptures with the inhabitants of a remote Ugandan village. The earnest young men are challenged by the lack of interest of the locals, who are preoccupied with more pressing troubles such as AIDS, famine, and oppression from the local warlord. And here's a list of movies of which we have reviews on the TRRS website. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Book Club, Incredibles 2, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, Mission Impossible Fallout, Ocean's 8, Skyscraper, Sorry to Bother You, Tag, The Equalizer 2, and The First Purge. And once again, you can find these by going to www.triangleReadingService.org. Click on the podcast link, and then click on the movie review link. And we're starting to run out of time for this episode of Movie Reviews and Theater Previews. Hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. Hope that some of it might be a little useful to you. I'm Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and maybe we'll bump into each other at the movies or at the theater.